Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. Okay.
There you are.
There I are.
Well, we had some rather fabulous assignments for the weekend, and here they are.
All right.
You make a living by what you get. You make a life by what you give. Sit down with a favorite libation, a paper and a pen. Begin to allow life to drop in little snapshots of some of your many acts of generosity. No negative verses allowed. Add to your list the ways you're giving every day. Take your time and let the memories and insights come to you. And when the list is as complete as you can make it in one sitting, record how you feel, how it feels to take in all that goodness and what you see about the life you've made through your generosity.
I hope everybody did that.
Mm-hmm. Saturday. Mm-hmm. Money is like manure. It's not worth a thing unless it's spread around encouraging young things to grow. Today, give some attention to your beliefs and assumptions around money. Notice the habitual conversations in conditioned mind about having it or not having it. When is there enough or not enough? What do you see about how conditioned views towards money color your approach to life? What's the one thing you can do to go beyond these karmic beliefs about money? Something that will assist young things to grow. Mm-hmm. RL. The habit of giving only enhances the desire to give. Today, don't just enhance the desire to give. Go right on and give. Act on that desire and find small ways to give throughout your day. Maybe it's a smile, a kind word, a thank you, a helping hand, a donation to your favorite cause. Record how it feels to be an instrument of life's generosity. Notice how giving feeds the heart and nourishes the spirit. Revel in the fulfillment that is generosity.
All right. Well, what a big weekend.
Well, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Susan Arnold calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hello, Susan. How are you doing?
How are you? I'm good.
Good.
How are
good.
You? Good.
Excellent.
Good to hear your voices every day during the week.
Good. And it's lovely to hear yours. What have you been seeing?
Well, I money is a big thing for me, and I was thinking, you know, there was a lot around it, and I did some of the exercises this weekend, but I keep wanting to tell you what happened on Friday when I was listening to the show.
Susan?
Yes?
We're having a little trouble hearing you. I don't know if it's the microphone or the background noise or...
Oh, okay. Is this better?
It is.
Let me... I had walked
you still sound kind of far away, but it's way better.
Okay. Well, I had walked outside for a minute, so I can
there,
walk back.
Yeah, you sound okay. We can hear you.
Sound okay here? Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, thanks. Anyway, on Friday when I was listening to the show, I had this feeling. I was sitting out on my porch looking at the trees, listening to all these great people talk about these great thing, sometimes painful, sometimes not as painful. And I had this feeling of love come up, and I immediately attached it to my daughter. And I said, oh, I need to tell Lily I love her. And then I went, no, that feeling is feeling of love for myself. Now, I know it's feeling of love for everything, but at the time it was just, that's a feeling of love for myself. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, my, that's wonderful. And so I immediately, after the show was over, did some recording about the experience. And as I would play it, the thought would come up, well, what about this? You don't love this about yourself, you know. This isn't good. And I can't remember the specifics. So I added an addendum to the recording, and I said, essentially, whatever you can bring up, that whatever you can say is not good, no, I love that part dearly. And then I listened to it. I must have listened to it 20 times that day. Just a part of me wanted to hear it over and over and over and over again. And I found the same true during the weekend, the next day, Saturday and Sunday. I would listen to it at least two or three times. And it was just somebody who wanted to play it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to thank you. That was a great experience.
You know, what you're demonstrating is the argument for loving, right? Because when that experience that you describe, when we have that experience of love, where do we feel it? Inside ourselves. So we are the first recipients of it. And to realize that it's always there, then that's what that person who has been held outside of that, right, because she wasn't this way or she didn't do that or she didn't meet that standard or whatever, and to have that experience of, no, this is not conditional. That love is there. It's love. And it has nothing to do with behaviors and actions and anything else. It just doesn't have anything to do with anything. It's just
right.
Love, and you're right there in the center of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
been such a great joy. I can't say I'm actively feeling that all the time, but I know if I go to this recording.
That's right.
It's
and Susan, that's the ticket. That's the key right there. Okay? That what you're doing is realizing what that feels like, where you feel it in your body and what it feels like. And right now, it requires the recording. It's just such a little kid place, isn't it? Little kids will have their favorite whatever. They just, you know, never get tired of listening or never get tired of watching it because it's their favorite. And so there it is. And increasingly, over time, you'll realize that your attention will just go to that place when you're not listening to the recording. And it's just as vibrant and alive as it is when you're there with the recording. And that's practice. That's what we're doing. That's how redirecting the attention changes our lives. That's what makes that practice so powerful. It's not that we're making something up. We're not. That is the experience of, we could say, the experience of authenticity. It's that which animates. There it is. We feel it and call it love. But it's life animating form, right? And you are learning that it's not something that can be withheld from you because it's what you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's very dear, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So happy for you.
And I have to say one thing, as you were talking about the kid, it did feel like a little kid just going back and playing that record over and over and over again. And then it occurred to me while you were talking, well, when I was younger, I would get that feeling listening to a song, and I would play it over and over and over again to have that feeling. And that feeling is there, like you said, all the time, and that's what it was getting attached to then. Or,
yes, exactly
know.
So.
I don't know.
Yes, and we're getting it attached to is every moment of life, right? So you're sitting there, and you see those trees, and there's that love. You look up at the sky, and there's that love. There are the little flowers coming up in spring, and there's that love. And then, then pretty soon, we start having that feeling with people in general. Okay, we've gone past the cats and the dogs and the, right? We get to the hardest place of all, and that's people in general. Not just those few people that we love, but people we don't even know. Mm-hmm. That's where we're headed. That's where this is taking us.
Right. And, well, it's no surprise to me that I did come into work later that day, and somebody who, okay, I don't like her, came by, and I usually am very, you know, I lower my eye, you know, I avoid engaging with her as much as I can. And she came by, and we had a lovely conversation. And I'm going, what the hell is going on? She's my friend. She's my friend. But I now I'm starting to think, yeah, that, it was so much there. It just spilled out.
Yeah. Yes, exactly so.
Okay. All right. Well, you enjoy
thank you, huh?
Thank
you so much. Take care, you guys.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Susan.
Bye.
Wow, that is so inspiring to hear, right, Sherry, that it's the argument to love, that when we love, we transfer it to objects. But what we're doing in practice is to reclaim that to an experience of who and what we are and to have it for ourselves in every moment.
Experience of it just spills out. Here's somebody I don't like, and then suddenly I'm in this place of love with them. And for ego, you know, ego wants us to be very confused about that, but it's just obvious. Love is love. Nothing is excluded.
Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Monica.
Oh, hi, Monica.
Hello, Monica.
Hello. Well, I wanted to call in because I haven't been so engaged in the exercises recently. But I just wanted to kind of talk about, well, how much I appreciated a lot of the calls last week and I think kind of maybe a turning point in practice of sort of looking to, instead of looking how I get caught by conditioning, to look at the process map of how I get out of that.
Freed
and
from?
Back to center. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Freed from.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, there was just some really great calls about that last week. And anyway, so I'm looking at that, and I since the retreat that I was on, the spring retreat, it was kind of like, you know, the best retreat ever, and I've had the most opportunities since then to see how like I just feel like everywhere I turn I'm getting hooked, and one of the hardest things I think for me to recognizing it to shift is that it's an opportunity, like to see it as the opportunity and not to just go into it. And lastly, I have to plug recording and listening, which I have a pretty fair amount of resistance to. And last week there was this happened to me, and then it was talked about. Like I was at the fork in the road where I was like, "You can make another choice," but I didn't make another choice. I went with ego, and then I think you said on the call how, "Wow, that's you're really going to get a beating for that because you were kind of there for that moment, but then the willingness to do something about it was not there. I didn't have access to it, and then." Just this acknowledgement or recognition of like what would it take? Like, am I willing to pick up? Am I willing to do what's being offered? And so far, not so much. But like, just recognizing that it has to be like all hands on deck, whatever it takes. Everything is going to be in this moment until I can get free. You know, like that's how important it feels. And
yeah.
And anyway, I'm willing to pick up the recorder in that moment and not just one time, because there's the other thing of like, oh, well, I tried that. It didn't work. You know, like just the persistence. And anyway, I'll stop talking now. That was just a lot.
It is a lot. It's one of those everything stories. Because the expression going farther and faring worse, right, is really what you're looking at as you see all of these things that you've known intellectually, but haven't necessarily put together on a deep gut level, and you're seeing how they all work together and what's involved. So, again, conditioning has gotten a lot of mileage out of that thing of talking us into doing what's not good for us and beating us up for it. The thing that serves us with all of this is that conditioning actually doesn't have the ability to change what it does. So it's only got this very limited repertoire. And for most people, most of the time, it's enough because we do that Lightroom, Darkroom thing. You know, when I'm identified, I will fall for the same crapola. Ooh. Over and over and over and over again for a lifetime. And so you're waking up to this process and seeing it all come together and realizing what's going on. We have to take those steps. You know, just knowing it intellectually, even though it feels like, no, I really do know it. I don't really know it until I know it. And that's the part that you're talking about right now of, okay, yeah. I get it. And there isn't a loophole, right? Which is the other thing we go for. Okay, well, maybe I could do this without ever really having to do that recording and listening all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, no, actually,
yeah, try that.
Yes, exactly. And we've all explored all the back doors, right? Until finally it dawns on us that there isn't one. Every back door throws me right back into the pit. So, okay, I'm going to have to do what my heart wants to do. I'm going to have to make the choice that lights me up, that brings joy to my life, that puts all of this pain and suffering behind me. I'm just going to have to give up and make that choice. And it's kind of funny when we step back enough to look at it that way, but that is what's going on.
Yeah, and the other piece that you touched on last week was, the addiction, and there's this way that... what I noticed the time that I didn't, that I, it dropped in that I could make another choice, but I didn't make another choice. What I realized from that is that, like you said, ego has this one, it's a one show pony, one, whatever that expression is.
But, yep.
So there's this thing, this is going to feel real. Like, I think you said something about once we really don't want to do that anymore, right? And so there's this moment where, I know you're going to feel horrible after you do this thing, but there is a moment in there where you're going to really feel good. You know, it's like the, the shot of tequila or the drugs or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes, I mean, I've broken them all, so I kind of know the process of addiction.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's really was helpful to think about it as an addiction because there is this thing. And then I said, I looked at it after and I'm like, no, there's no part in there that feels good. There's no... it's not going to work to convince me that, I know you're going to feel bad after, but right now there's going to be that moment of bliss. There's not one single moment of bliss.
Right.
It's all hell. But just the fact that I kept hearing and believing that there was something in it for me, and it just really was the addiction loop. It's like you get, just making that connection was.
Yes, it's huge. And Monica, the reason that it takes us to get to that point is that it is blissful for ego. And the addiction is to ego.
Right.
So ego getting you to fall for that, getting to have its way, being able to control you, that's the juice for ego. But where you were there and present, and you realized for authenticity, oh, no, there is not a single second of good time.
Yeah.
Seeing that is everything.
Yeah. Yeah, because I might fall for it again, but I hope that.
You might. You might.
Yeah.
You might. And if you do, you'll see that.
Right.
Right? Because that's where we're headed with this. We're getting to the point where nothing it can do pulls us off into a cul-de-sac with it.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, like it'll.
So
if you do. Right. This was an important one to see that there's nothing in it for the human or for authenticity there. So there might be another one that I am believing.
That's
right.
But
that one, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to believe that one. I guess.
or Monica, it might be with addiction, you know, the halt thing. So you might get really tired and get talked into not eating or get into one of those vulnerable places, and it'll get you again. And if it does, you'll see it. And then you'll know, nope, got to take care of the human being. If I'm not going to fall for the addiction, I got to take care of the human being.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so powerful shows last week, and I really just really appreciated it.
And
makes
everyone
me happy.
And, yep. Here we go, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Monica.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. Good. Oh, good. Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye. Monica.
Bye.
It is huge, right, Cherry, when we finally get to the fact that nothing that conditioning has to offer us is in any way good.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually takes that to get to that place of being willing to do whatever it takes to give it up.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise it always has a hook.
Yes. Well, I think we probably actually can't get the enormity of what we're up against, of the lifetimes of karma that we are going up against and saying no to. I mean, I think we can't grasp that. It's good, though. It's one of those things that it's good to keep somewhere near the front of conscious awareness. This is not a little thing. You know, it's just not. It's if you were a heroin addict for 185,000 lifetimes and you decided to quit, you know, maybe that's kind of an image to hold in our minds, you know, with everything that would have gone on, everything, every hook that a human being could succumb to in that kind of history. And then we get to a point of saying, and now in this lifetime, I'm going to get to the other side of that. So never to lose sight of what a huge deal this is. And our appreciation for the human being who's doing it.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I step in a hole, the courage, the willingness to pick myself back up again and head on down the path. It's just, it is awe-inspiring.
Well, I think we have time for one more caller here, Sherry.
All right.
Caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Linda Joy from Milpitas.
Well, hello, Linda Joy.
And I'm just so happy I got on today because I thought, well, I kind of broke up when I read today's lesson, and I thought, well, gee, maybe I should call tomorrow, but I have to work tomorrow, so I won't be here tomorrow. And so it worked out perfectly. And I did want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you, and I think that is certainly included in the lessons about giving and receiving. And I'm so grateful for this show, and I want to say thank you to every person who's ever called in. And
every person doing the practice, every person who has ever done practice, right? All of those heroes that have gone before us to make this available to us now. Yep, I hear you.
Yes. And you and Ashwani for being here every morning. I think it's just awesome what the two of you do. And anyway, so one thing that came up for me was, and it's been covered in every conversation this morning, is about how we have to be persistent and keep going. And what really, I just came back from 2 weeks in France, and I'm so grateful for the beauty of my life. I just can't believe it. And, you know, I'm in this gratitude and thinking, oh, my God, am I one of those people that has to find something wrong? Because I'm in just such a good space right now. It's like, oh, it's awesome. And yet what came up for me are old patterns. And I noticed with my husband and I, you know, when we were together like that for two whole weeks and, you know, we're the only two people, I saw
the only two people consistently speaking the language that you each speak.
Right, right. So I noticed how we are such, we just react our patterns. And what came up for me today and in the last couple of days, I've been in a really sweet space, is that I don't know how to take care of my Linda. I don't know how to take care of myself. I can give, and I work hard. I want to give more. I want to be more loving. I want to be more kind. I want to be more this. I'm running around doing this. And I had to stop and say, I don't take care of myself. And I just found myself being so deeply, it's like I'm still abusing her. And feeling she doesn't deserve. And
wait. I gotta intercede here. You're not abusing her. Okay.
Well,
you,
I don't feel like anyone else is now. But
well, but I'm gonna make the distinction here. You are the one who can who is realizing this. What you're not doing is stopping the abuse. Okay, that's the point of it, right? That's in practice, that's what we're doing. So here's the human being, and the human being has eons of karma, self-hate and suffering and that sort of thing. And that's the relationship, egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, and the human being, and the beatings and the control and all of that. And what we're learning to do in practice is to step into that centered, unconditionally loving place and basically just position ourselves between those two, insert ourselves into that abusive relationship and just in the egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate ability to reach that human being. That's kind of practice in a nutshell, okay? So, if you're not interfering, then that relationship goes on unimpeded, and that's where the suffering happens. Redirecting the attention, this is what makes recording and listening so important in our practice. Redirecting attention removes the attention that habitually goes to ego and feeds the self-hate, so that it can do what it does. We're removing attention from that. We're turning attention to the present and to the human being, to gratitude and kindness and joy and that sort of thing. And we are just simply excluding all of that negativity from our attention.
Yeah. I feel like I'm so dependent on what others think of me. I mean, aware of that.
There are no others. What you're dependent upon is what Monica was just talking about. It's the addiction to ego, the addiction to conditioned mind, the addiction to being told who you are and what is so and what is real and how you need to feel and what you've done wrong. And that's the addiction. Mm-hmm. And the only thing in my experience that replaces our desire for that addiction is the joy of being alive in the present moment. So as we turn our attention more to authenticity, we realize, so when Monica said, I get it. That doesn't have anything for me any longer. That's mm-hmm. the movement you're looking for. Okay, so yeah. I'm still so concerned about what people think. No, that's I am still addicted to looking to conditioned mind. As yeah. you look more okay. to the present and you find the joy in the present, you'll realize I don't care what that system is doing any longer. I don't want to be in that negativity.
And see, that's where I'm moving into. I'm there more than I'm not today, into the joy and the now. And
that's it.
I think sometimes it feels so unfamiliar to me, I just fall back into the old stuff.
That's why,
you know what I,
that's why we practice more and more
recording.
And more.
Yeah.
We drop
yeah, yeah.
that negative conversation, and we get into the present. And again, the way, the easiest way to do it, it's not the only way to do it, but the easiest way to do it is with the recordings.
Yeah. I have to get better with that.
Well, you will.
Often in the day.
You will get better with it as you get more and more tired of suffering.
Yeah.
Right?
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, again, the old floss, only those teeth you wish to keep. And only spend as much time with recording and listening as you want to be free. The rest
yeah.
of the time, turn your life over to conditioned mind and suffering. But for the amount of time that you want to be free, get with recording and listening and get your attention here into the present. And that's really the choice we're making.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, should I record and listen or not? That's not it. It's,
mm-hmm.
do I want to be free or do I want to suffer? So if I want to
yeah.
be free, that's the free activity. If I want to suffer, we know what the suffering activities are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and thank you
All
so
right.
much. Just
you
it's
are
been awesome
so
having
welcome.
You guys
thank
out
you.
There. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
So, Sherry, I'm just going to go straight to our assignment because
okay, thank you. I know
we're at that time.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful one. Perhaps everything terrible is in its deepest being something helpless that wants help from us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something terrible you're aware of? Take a few moments to consciously describe that terrible something. Now consider that your description is a projection. You're describing your experience. Follow the projection back to see what within you needs support and help. Perhaps do a two-handed recording exercise to assist that which feels helpless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's that movement from I'm an ego that suffers to this is conscious, compassionate awareness that can end suffering.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. And we'll see
Thank
you,
everybody.
Tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Go happy.
Go happy.